Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ellie, how do you say 155 in Spanish? I like when you speak Spanish to me.
155.
Yeah, that's the episode this is of In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez.
We need to have her do that, like, for all of them.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, it's going to be a new thing. The pronunciation with Ellie. We won't make her do sexy traffic or anything like that. We won't make her uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It is episode 155. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, keeping us on the air. Normally, you can watch us on watchintheloop.com, but this place is under construction. When I say it's under construction, I almost feel like I have to wear a hard hat when I get to work now. So until all that's done, you can't see my pretty face and John's ugly mug on Watching the Loop, but stay tuned and we'll.
Yeah, we've had a couple of texts. It will be back. Are we going to have video on Radio Row?
Yes.
Oh, so we will have video on Radio Row for all shows.
Yeah.
That's next week. Probably by the time we come back from the Super Bowl, we'll have video back in here.
Should I tell them what we're going to do next Friday, Figgy?
What are we going to do next Friday?
Because you and I have different Radio Row mentalities sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and that you want to talk to like the trainer for
this is like the biggest fallacy.
You want to talk to the trainer for women's soccer or whatever?
Nope.
Me and Figgy have dug up something, and we are.
Oh,
going
you've got
to,
the.
We've got the Brianna Scurry, the soccer goalie interview.
Brianna Scurry's a star,
and we are going to revisit the highlights.
You're
going to
break it down.
Yes, we're going to revisit the highlights from your Brianna Scurry Radio Row interview a year ago.
Jealous.
We
got to talk to Brianna Scurry. You didn't.
We're going
to
break it down. I had no idea who it was. I just remember when Stutz goes, "You recognize the name." Brianna Scurry, how you doing? That was one of my favorite things. But we will be at Radio Row in
about
a week and a half. You'll be able to see us. You'll be able to hear us. And, you know, if you watched last year, there was a lot of stuff that went down yesterday. You have something, Figgy?
Oh, no, I found the interview.
Okay. Just play the beginning of that interview for me. We got plenty of time here. We're about to hear from Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski, a.k.a. the Meathead tight ends. Just play the beginning of this interview because this is my favorite part. John's already giggling. All right. So a lot of times on Radio Row, you have to be kind of a jerk. Like, Chris Jones doesn't know how to say no sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he'll bring in some people and it'll be like, all right, this guy was the third string deep snapper for the Chargers in 1946. He is promoting. Viagra alternative, and here he is right here. Y'all had Brianna Scurry on, and this is how y'all started the interview, and I've never laughed harder in my life. I was right there. Go ahead, Figgy.
Sitting down with us now, you recognize the name coming to us, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, Brianna Scurry. How are you?
All right, there you go.
Thought that was a great intro right there.
There was another time where y'all had someone on, and
you make stuff up, though.
No, I got the tape. There was another time where y'all had someone on, and it was like one of the playmakers from the defense. Here he is, right here, and I looked it up. He had like seven tackles or something like that. It was good, but
it's the plays that you don't see that are made.
There is a guarantee. There's not a lot of guarantees this weekend, but there's a guarantee that we will have a meat-headed tight end at the Super Bowl when we're out in Atlanta. Will it be Rob Gronkowski, who's been the best tight end in the league for a long time, or will it be Travis Kelce, who's probably the best tight end in the league right now? That's him. We're going to hear from him in just a second. But before we do, let's hear from Rob Gronkowski, because I think he's one of the more would you say he's the most beloved Patriot, where everybody
Easy.
Seems to like Rob Gronkowski?
Yes.
This is Rob Gronkowski, not the brightest guy, I would say. I would say he probably had someone doing his homework for him at Arizona. But this is Rob Gronkowski when he was on Family Feud, which is kind of an easy show,
mm-hmm.
unless you're Rob Gronkowski. This is his highlight tape from Family Feud.
Name something that can be inflated or deflated.
I don't even want this one.
A guy knows he's had too much to drink when he tries to pick up his blank. Gordon.
Pants. Wallet. Jewelry.
Name something a husband might find all over the bed that makes him suspect his wife is having an affair with a baker.
A baker's hat. Whipped cream.
If you were a bear, what might we see you do in the woods?
Chris. Take a dump.
Take a dump.
Attacking people. Eat a fish.
Hey.
Want to go for a little dip, a little swimming? Yeah. I'm going to say, get shot.
Get shot. Oh.
What is wrong with this guy? That's a little bit of Gronk. Here's Gronk after they won the Super Bowl in Seattle. Rob Gronkowski shouting out to the fans after he shotgunned about 12 beers, it looked like.
Come on down, Beach Ball! Take that right, Beach Ball! What's up, Boston? You want to know something? When we get six, your boy right here is going to be part of six, baby. Let's go. Woo! This team worked so hard to be right here where they're at. I love these guys so much. And I know I wasn't part of playing the game, but please, I love being part of this team. And this is just so amazing. And you guys are the best fans ever. Woo! Hey, Boston. Who's getting wild tonight?
You.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yep.
You think this is going to be his last two games?
I do.
Assuming.
I'm not going to say sad because the guy's got life, you know, by the horns here.
He hadn't spent any of his contracts, apparently. He just spends his endorsement money.
Right. And so I don't feel sorry for him, but it is a little, I don't know what the word is, maybe disheartening, the fact that he's kind of, he's laboring. He's laboring.
Right. Who's getting wild tonight?
Now, as soon as I say that, he might catch two touchdowns this week, but he's just not quite the same. Doesn't have the burst, the fluidity, you know, in his route running. He seems, obviously he's been hurt a lot. So I'm not going to say he's done. He might squeeze out another year, but he's just not the same guy.
How good do you think these Texans tight ends can be? Jordan Thomas, Jordan Akins. Obviously, I'm not going to put the bar to where they're going to be in the same category as the two tight ends we're going to see in the AFC Championship. But I like where the Texans are at tight end-wise. I really, really do. And the thing that I would like to see next year that I think most Texans fans would like to see, mm-hmm. little less of Ryan Griffin on the field. No disrespect to the guy. He's always a very good interview. He makes a play every once in a while. But it's very, very obvious that the two rookies are the tight ends with the most upside, and Ryan Griffin just flat out can't block. Mm-hmm. Like, he might as well, honestly, like, Ryan Griffin would be better off just putting Deshaun Watson in all red and dropping him off in crypt territory or something like that than blocking for him, because he's going to get him killed either way. It's absolute. It's hard to watch Ryan Griffin block, but I like what these rookie tight ends have.
I mean, not to be wishy-washy, but I want to see what they do this coming year. It's the proverbial, you know, that second year is always the most important one for these guys. We like what we saw. I think everybody, you know, nobody was down on the Jordans, you know, the young tight ends.
No, they wanted more.
Yeah, they wanted more. But I think that second year, let's see how they develop. I think that's the biggest part.
Jordan Thomas can't get much bigger.
No, develop as you know, complete tight ends.
Yeah, I want to see what his body looks like, because I don't know, like, is that dude looks like a freaking creative player in a video game.
Yeah.
And they both showed signs, but it was good to see. They're not quite on the same level as Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce has, I don't know how to explain what he does, but he tends to talk differently or sound differently depending on who he's around. And we'll elaborate a little bit more on that, because there's some NFL mic'd up audio. I don't know what to make of this, but let's just start Travis Kelce after he felt last year that his team got screwed by the officials. This is Travis Kelce complaining about officials. He sounds pretty normal here.
Refs want to take over the game, and that wasn't a hold on my guy Eric Fisher. And sure enough, I hope 7-2 doesn't go the entire offseason thinking it was his fault. That was flat out. Making plays. The momentum's getting on our side, and then just get our jugulars ripped out because ref felt bad for James Harrison falling on the ground. It's ignorance. The ref number 51 shouldn't even be able to wear a zebra jersey ever again. He shouldn't even be able to work a footlocker.
Footlocker. That's a great line, man. To just do it on the fly like that, although he might have been thinking about it, you know, as he's going to the locker room. A lot of people think, okay, what are they going to ask me or whatever. That's a great line, man.
Well, Travis Kelce,
very eloquent.
Very eloquent. He sounded pretty good there.
Mm-hmm.
There are white guys on the Kansas City Chiefs, and there are some African Americans on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce is a Caucasian male.
Yes, he
is. And he's
is.
A bad mofo, I will say that. He's actually from Cleveland Heights, Ohio, which, Figgy, I know you're familiar with the area, Cleveland Heights. What exactly is the area of Cleveland Heights like? Because I know you're from Cleveland, Ohio. What is Cleveland Heights like? Just give me a little background on where Travis Kelce comes from.
It's kind of half and half. You got some urban people there, then you got like the rich white people.
So there's there. This is like a good side of the tracks, bad side of the tracks,
kinda.
Or just
yeah, it's close to East Cleveland. So
okay.
You got some people that's from East Cleveland that's moving to Cleveland Heights.
And you're
it's a good area.
How far was it from your neighborhood?
It was about 15 minutes away.
Okay, so it's a pretty good hike.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of a hike. Well, this is Travis Kelce, because you've just got a little background on where he's from. This is Travis Kelce on the sidelines of the Chiefs game talking to the white trainer as the game is wrapping up. This is Travis Kelce with his white trainer.
Hey, can you call my mother for me from that phone right there? Can you call my mother?
I don't know if I can use it on the sideline.
And tell her that I don't want the macaroni and cheese with the regular noodles. I want the gnocchi. How do you say it, gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
Yeah,
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, not the regular noodles, the gnocchi noodles.
I got you.
Okay.
First of all, it's gnocchi.
Gnocchi. It's okay.
But he's just, you know, he's pretty well-rounded. You can tell he's kind of from the suburbs or, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a guy from maybe the right side of the tracks of Cleveland Heights, I would say, right? This is Travis Kelce before and during the game interacting with his African-American teammates and opponents.
Boom! Woo! J. Paul got hit there with the... Good, yeah. Man, boy!
9-9, how you doing there, brother?
Keep working. We working.
Can't stop y'all.
Listen, man, we're going to keep working. We're going to keep working.
Hell,
we
yeah.
keep doing this out, we grew.
Come on, Nile! Come on, Nile! Woo! What, you scared?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to just hit the weight room. I'm going to have to get the weight room. You know what? That was one hell. You making plays like that? You making money, son.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
That sounds like, oh, my God.
Come
gosh.
On, man.
Completely different people.
Come on, man. Let's do that one more time. Let's hear him with the white trainer. This is Travis Kelce with the white trainer as the game's wrapping up.
Hey, can you call my mother for me from that phone right there? Can you call my mother?
I don't know if I can use it on the sideline.
And tell her that I don't want the macaroni and cheese with the regular noodles. I want the gnocchi. How do you say it, gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. Gnocchi. Gnocchi noodles.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, not the regular noodles, the gnocchi noodles.
I got you.
And now
here's him with the African Americans over the course of a game.
Boom! Woo! J. Paul got hit there with the on the air, boy.
9-9, how you doing there, brother?
Keep working. We working.
Can't stop y'all.
Listen, man, we're going to keep working. We're going to keep working.
Hell,
we keep doing this out, we grew.
Come on, Nile. Come on, Nile. Woo. What, you scared?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to just hit the weight room. I'm going to have to get the weight room. You know what? That was one hell. You making plays like that? You making money, son?
Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Look, I'm okay. You know, y'all know where I grew up, inner city San Antonio, predominantly Hispanic, heavy kind of Hispanic inner city accent.
Yeah.
I catch myself saying a few of the...
It can't be that extreme.
No,
though,
exactly.
John.
That's what I was about to say. I catch myself kind of falling back into that mode if I'm there for a few days with some old friends from high school or whatever, or just even family. But the extremes of his is just incredible.
I was amazed because you know how I do. I try to dig back in the archives and just try to get a little bit of mic'd up sound just to give like a glimpse of what, you know, a person is like, or get some behind the scenes audio that nobody else is using. Mm-hmm. And I just decided, oh, Travis Kelce was mic'd up. Let me check this out. So I click on it and I'm watching it. I'm like, what is this? What in the world is this guy doing? I had no clue exactly what the guy was doing. Bo, you're on In the Loop, 713-572-4610 to get in. Go ahead, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say, man, you can be from the inner city and still have a proper accent, but you're still going to hear some of the slang and some of the words. Like in the audio you played with him talking to the trainer, mm-hmm. you could kind of hear the accent of him being like an inner city, you know, white kid. But when he's talking to his friends that he went to school with or the players, he's like, man, you got to, But hey, John, go tell John that I want the panini type noodles. You know, that's what it is. But I just wanted to, let you guys know that.
Yeah. We're obviously having some fun with it. I just thought it was funny. I actually like Travis Kelce.
No, I love him. But it made me think a little bit. Do you think Aqib Talib, when he's talking to the trainer, doesn't do this?
Not like a duplex, but like a hood duplex. You know?
I think Aqib Talib's the exact same way all the time, man. I think he's absolutely the exact same way. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I think that's just people. Black people do the same thing. Seriously, black people do the same thing. If you work in an office and, you work around... I've worked in the office around a lot of white people, and it's known amongst black people. We call it being bilingual.
I like that.
Serious. The voice that you have at work is not the voice that you use at home. And I think he's just comfortable. He's from that area. He's just comfortable, speaking that way around, people that he's, used to being around. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Black people do the exact same thing.
Well, my thing was just the extremes to which, his was.
Well, even with that, think about this. Do you really think Carlton, from The Fresh Prince, speaks like that at home?
Now, that might not be a good example, because I think he might.
Okay. What about Cedric the Entertainer?
I'll give you
Cedric the Entertainer?
Probably. No, I do to a smaller degree. I've been removed from
there
for so long.
I've seen you around. I've seen you. You got a little bit of Kelce in you. I've been rolling tape.
Everybody
on
does.
You got a little bit of Kelce.
What's the term that Brad told us?
I don't remember.
Spoon the web guy?
Yeah, Spoon the web guy. You called fat again today.
No, I did not call fat today. I called him big guy.
Yeah, you're supposed to call big.
I call Figgy big guy.
Yeah, but he's not big. You call big guys big that aren't. Figgy's a short guy. No offense, Figgy. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just calling about the Kelce.
Go ahead.
You're on.
Oh, okay. Listen, what I was going to say was I'm from Houston, Missouri City area. The thing is, I think that's completely normal because you can speak with your friends one way, maybe a certain dialect or using certain words, and with your parents or with professional people it's a different way. I grew up playing all sports, football, basketball, everything. I think it's completely normal. I know it sounds crazy, but...
No, it is.
We feel you.
I'm also half Colombian, right? So when I speak Spanish to my mom, is one way. But to my cousins in Colombia, I'm using words that she'll look at me like it's a third language. What I mean?
Yeah.
For sure.
There's languages between languages. Like when I went to Cuba for about a month a long time ago, I hardly even understood their Spanish because the dialect was so choppy.
It's called code switching.
Yeah, code switching.
There you go. That's what it's called.
But he sound like two different people.
That's my point.
Because like Freddie D, he sound the same no matter what, in a professional way. Off air, whatever. He sound the same, but Travis sound like two different people.
Very extreme. Mm-hmm. Speaking of mic'd up, is it okay to kiss someone's ass when they're kicking your ass?
How so?
Like if, let's say that the Patriots are whooping up on you, is it okay to still fan out when Tom Brady's taking you to the woodshed?
No, probably not.
Well, Joey Bosa did it, and I found some mic'd up audio. This was from NFL Network yesterday.
Depends on what the score is.
I don't know what it was. Never a favorable score.
Well, that's true too. Yeah.
They scored on the first drive, and then they scored again. I think they had 35 at halftime. But listen to Joey Bosa. He's kind of a meathead himself. He sounds like he smokes a lot of that green. Like Joey Bosa, he got suspended from Ohio State, I think, for some Molly or something. Joey Bosa hits that bong before the game. Listen to him. This is him facing Tom Brady, and Tom Brady avoids the sack and then gives him a little smack on the butt.
Right.
Bosa talks to Brady, and then he goes to the sidelines, and it's almost like he's one of Tom Brady's groupies before he got married to Giselle. Listen to Joey Bosa here.
Stop throwing the ball so fast, Tom. Jesus.
Hit me on the butt after the play, Brady. I'm like, stop throwing the ball so fast. He said, if you stop getting here so fast, I won't have to throw it fast. He really is ridiculous. He really is ridiculous.
Like his ability?
Just, I mean, how quick he can get rid of the ball when he sees. Impressive.
Man. Well, he's a fan, but he's a kid. I mean, he was like in middle school when Tom Brady started.
This would be his first year out of college.
Yeah, so let's. Brady's how long been in the league?
Brady's been in the league since he was 3.
Jeez. Well, that, I mean, I don't blame him.
Or in kindergarten, at least 5. Yeah.
Probably about 5 or 6.
I don't blame him. Brady's pushing 20 years. So this kid grew up in kindergarten playing against Tom Brady. That is kind of crazy, and he's still playing at a high level. So I can actually give Bosa a free pass. Or actually give Travis Kelce a free pass, too. We're just having some fun with it. We might revisit it a little bit later on in the show. Coming up next, all 4 teams that are playing this Sunday have something in common. They've rolled the dice on guys with character concerns. The Texans have been unwilling to do that. And past regimes, is it time to change that? We'll get into that next in the loop with Landry, John, and Figgy on Sports Radio 610.
Ooh, man, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.